The Whole30 program is more than just a diet. It's a complete reset button for your health, habits, and relationship with food. Celebrities like Jessica Biel, Busy Phillips, and Gwyneth Paltrow have all endorsed the program, and it's easy to see why. Since its inception, millions have experienced life-changing results through this 30-day elimination protocol. Created by Melissa Hartwig and Dallas Hartwig, the program has grown from a small blog post to a cultural phenomenon that has redefined how we think about nutrition and health. What makes Whole30 unique is its tough love approach combined with comprehensive support, a combination that has helped even the most skeptical participants achieve remarkable transformations. It is not hard, the program famously states. Quitting heroin is hard. Beating cancer is hard. Drinking your coffee black is not hard. This no-nonsense attitude has motivated countless individuals to take control of their health one meal at a time. The Whole30 program operates on a simple yet powerful premise. Certain food groups may be negatively affecting your health without you even realizing it. By completely eliminating these potentially problematic foods for 30 days, you allow your body to heal and reset. Think of it as pressing Control-Alt-Delete on your health and habits, giving your system a chance to return to its natural, optimal state of functioning. The program strategically targets four key areas of health: your psychological relationship with food, hormonal balance and metabolism, digestive system health, and immune function. Many of us have developed unhealthy emotional connections to food, using it as a crutch for comfort, reward, or stress management, rather than viewing it primarily as nourishment. This can manifest in behaviors like stress eating, mindless snacking, or using food as a reward system. Simultaneously, certain foods disrupt our hormones, causing energy crashes, unstable blood sugar, intense cravings, and persistent weight management issues. These hormonal imbalances can affect everything from sleep quality to mood stability. At its core, the program addresses the critical issue of leaky gut, a condition where the intestinal lining becomes increasingly permeable, allowing partially digested food particles and harmful bacteria to leak into the bloodstream. This triggers widespread immune reactions and promotes chronic inflammation throughout the body, potentially leading to a cascade of health problems. These can range from mild symptoms like seasonal allergies and skin issues to more serious conditions like autoimmune disorders, chronic fatigue, and persistent digestive problems. The foods eliminated during Whole30 have been specifically identified for their potential to harm these systems. Added sugars, including natural sweeteners like honey and maple syrup, provide empty calories while promoting overconsumption through brain reward pathways, leading to addiction-like eating patterns. Alcohol is both neurotoxic and calorie-dense without nutritional value, disrupting sleep patterns and liver function. Grains, both refined and whole, can cause hormonal disruption through their impact on blood sugar and contain inflammatory proteins like gluten, which can trigger autoimmune responses in sensitive individuals. Legumes contain anti-nutrients, such as phytates and lectins, that can block mineral absorption and irritate the gut lining, while dairy contains growth factors and proteins that may be problematic for adults, potentially contributing to acne, inflammation, and digestive issues. What truly sets the Whole30 apart from other elimination diets is its emphasis on complete abstinence for the full 30 days. There are no cheat meals or slip-ups allowed. Even one bite of non-compliant food requires starting over from day one. This strict approach isn't about punishment or deprivation, but rather about giving your body a true, uninterrupted break from potentially problematic foods. This clean break allows you to accurately assess their impact when you systematically reintroduce them, helping you make informed decisions about your long-term dietary choices based on your body's actual responses rather than assumptions or general guidelines. The Whole30 demands unwavering 100% compliance with 8 fundamental rules for 30 consecutive days. The program focuses on whole, nutrient-dense foods, including meat, seafood, eggs, vegetables, fruits, and natural fats, while systematically eliminating potentially problematic foods. Here's a detailed breakdown of what's eliminated. 1. All added sugars and sweeteners, including obvious sources like table sugar and hidden ones in condiments, plus natural sweeteners like honey, maple syrup, agave nectar, coconut sugar, date syrup, and stevia. 2. All alcohol in any form, even cooking wines and extracts, as alcohol can impact blood sugar, gut health, and sleep quality. 3. All grains, including wheat, rice, corn, quinoa, barley, rye, millet, sorghum, amaranth, buckwheat, and sprouted grains, even those labeled gluten-free. 4. All legumes, including beans, lentils, peas, chickpeas, peanuts, and all forms of soy, tofu, edamame, miso. Green beans, sugar snap peas, and snow peas are allowed due to their pod-to-bean ratio. 5. All dairy products, including milk, cream, cheese, yogurt, kefir, ice cream, and butter, except clarified butter/ghee, which has milk solids removed. 6. Common additives like carrageenan found in non-dairy milks, MSG, often hidden under different names, sulfites, common in dried fruits, and other artificial preservatives. 7. Any recreation of baked goods, treats, or junk foods, even if made with compliant ingredients like almond flour or coconut sugar. 8. All forms of body measurements, including weighing yourself, taking measurements, or calculating body fat percentage during the program. The last two rules are foundational to the program's psychological transformation. The no baked goods rule exists because recreating pancakes, cookies, or bread with approved ingredients perpetuates problematic food relationships and doesn't help break the sugar dragon's hold. The no scale rule redirects focus from weight loss to non-scale victories, NSVs, like improved energy, better sleep, clearer skin, reduced inflammation, and enhanced mood. The program's signature tough love approach addresses common excuses head on. It is not hard compared to serious illnesses or life challenges. Don't even consider the possibility of a slip because food choices are always conscious decisions, not accidents. You never have to eat anything you don't want to eat, emphasizes that your health priorities outweigh social pressure or politeness. While this does require effort in meal planning, grocery shopping, and navigating social situations, the creators emphasize you can do this because the program is designed to be challenging yet achievable. This structured approach eliminates complicated calorie counting or portion measuring. Instead, participants follow a simple meal template: 1 to 2 palm-sized portions of protein, several cups of vegetables, 1 to 2 thumb-sized portions of healthy fats like avocado, olives, or nuts, and occasional fruit. This template naturally regulates appetite hormones, stabilizes blood sugar, and provides optimal nutrition while teaching sustainable eating habits that extend beyond the 30 days. Proper preparation dramatically increases your chances of Whole30 success. The program outlines a 5-step process to complete before day one. First, choose your start date strategically. Avoid beginning just before major events like vacations or weddings where restrictions might feel punitive. Ideally, plan a full 40 days, 30 days plus 10 for reintroduction, before any significant events. Go public with your start date to increase accountability. Tell friends, family, post on social media, or join the Whole30 forum. Next, build your support team. When explaining the program to others, emphasize the nutritious foods you'll eat rather than what you're eliminating. Share your personal struggles and goals to make meaningful connections and directly ask for support with, "Can I count on you for the next 30 days?" If local support is lacking, utilize online resources like the Whole30 forum and social media communities. Preparing your home environment is critical. Clean out all non-compliant foods completely. Don't trust future you to resist temptation when cravings hit. If you're the only one doing Whole30 in your household, designate specific areas for family members' non-compliant foods, keeping them out of your regular sightline. Planning meals is essential even if you're not typically a planner. Write down detailed plans for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for at least the first 3 to 7 days, including recipes, ingredients, and how you'll handle leftovers. Look at your calendar to identify challenging circumstances like early meetings or travel and plan accordingly. Finally, toss that scale. Scale weight fluctuates wildly, up to 5 to 6 pounds in a single day due to water retention, hydration levels, and other factors unrelated to actual fat loss. More importantly, focusing on scale numbers blinds you to the real non-weight benefits you're achieving daily. Clearer skin, better sleep, improved mood, reduced inflammation, and enhanced self-esteem. By taking these preparatory steps, you create an environment conducive to success and minimize the willpower needed to stay compliant throughout your Whole30 journey. The Whole30 journey follows a predictable pattern that resembles a soap opera, with both exhilarating highs and frustrating lows. Understanding this timeline helps you prepare mentally for what's ahead. Day one typically brings a mix of excitement and anxiety. You'll likely swing between feeling empowered by your good choices and completely overwhelmed by the commitment ahead. By days 2-3, your body begins rebelling against the absence of sugar and processed foods, causing headaches, fatigue, and general malaise, essentially a hangover without the alcohol. The intensity of these symptoms directly correlates with how poor your diet was before starting. By days 4-5, your headache clears, but your mood takes a dramatic turn, the infamous kill all the things phase, where everyone and everything irritates you. Your brain is unhappy without its sweet, salty, fatty rewards, and your hormones are struggling to adapt. You may also experience eat all the things, as your body demands sugar. Days 6-7 bring exhaustion as your body remains stuck in metabolic limbo. You're not eating the sugar it knows how to use for energy, but your mitochondria haven't fully adapted to using fat as fuel. This fat adaptation process starts within days, but takes weeks to complete. Just when your energy returns around days 8-9, you might discover your pants are suddenly tighter than before. Don't panic. This is a natural adjustment process as your digestive enzymes and gut bacteria adapt to your new intake of meat and vegetables. Days 10-11 are statistically when most people quit their Whole30. The program's newness has worn off, you've experienced most unpleasant physical milestones without seeing the promised magic, and you're struggling to establish new routines. This is where you confront the psychological power of your food habits. By days 12-15, most negative symptoms disappear, but something strange happens. Incredibly realistic dreams about junk food, often foods you'd never actually eat in real life. These dreams reflect your brain's desperation to return to familiar food rewards. The turning point comes around days 16-27 with the arrival of tiger blood, though this means different things for different people. For some, it feels like someone flipped a switch to awesome with soaring energy and disappearing cravings. For others, it's more a sense of self-efficacy, steadier energy, better focus, and simply feeling happier. By day 21, despite the benefits, food boredom often strikes. You may dread meals or lose appetite entirely for a day or two. The solution is to try new recipes, schedule a potluck with Whole30 friends, or invest in a new cookbook. As you approach the finish line, new challenges emerge. Around days 22-25, you might find yourself lingering in front of mirrors and craving to know if your body has really changed. By day 28, temptation strikes as you think, 28 days is almost 30, right? And finally, as day 30 approaches, panic might set in about what happens next. Understanding this emotional and physical roller coaster helps you prepare for each phase and recognize that the challenges are temporary while the benefits can be lasting. The reintroduction process is the critical second phase of your Whole30 experience, arguably even more important than the elimination period itself. This phase serves as your personal laboratory for understanding how different foods affect your unique biology. Without proper reintroduction, you'll miss the opportunity to gather valuable insights about your body's specific responses to various food groups. The program offers two structured approaches, each designed for different lifestyle needs and preferences. The Fast Track plan completes reintroduction in just 10 days, systematically testing food groups while maintaining a mostly Whole30 diet between tests. You'll begin with optional alcohol on day one, such as red wine or clear spirits, followed by legumes like black beans, chickpeas, and peanut butter, non-gluten grains, including rice, corn, and quinoa, dairy products, starting with soft cheese and yogurt, then moving to harder cheeses and cream, and finally gluten-containing grains, bread, pasta, cereals. Between each reintroduction day, you return to strict Whole30 eating for 2 days to observe any reactions, creating a clear cause and effect window. The slow roll approach is more gradual, keeping your diet mostly Whole30 until something special comes along that you truly want to reintroduce and evaluate. For example, you might maintain Whole30 eating until your anniversary dinner at an Italian restaurant where you decide to test pasta, or wait until a family gathering to try your grandmother's famous homemade bread. This method allows you to maintain your tiger blood feeling while only reintroducing foods you find truly meaningful or irresistible. Both approaches treat reintroduction as a scientific experiment where you can clearly observe how different foods affect your body, mood, and cravings. You'll need to pay careful attention to changes in multiple areas: digestive symptoms, gas, bloating, heartburn, changes in bathroom habits, energy levels, particularly post-meal energy dips, sleep quality, difficulty falling asleep, midnight waking, morning grogginess, cravings, especially for sugar or processed foods, mood, anxiety, irritability, depression, skin conditions, acne, eczema, rosacea, breathing, congestion, asthma, pain and inflammation, joint pain, headaches, and any medical condition symptoms you experience. Reintroduction is actually a lifelong process of learning and refinement. With each subsequent Whole30 experience, your awareness grows and you'll notice increasingly subtle effects of different foods. Your definition of worth it will evolve as you critically evaluate your experiences. Many participants discover that foods they once considered essential become less appealing. Perhaps that morning pastry causes an energy crash that ruins their productivity, or that favorite pizza triggers joint pain the next day. Sometimes you'll discover the anticipation was better than the actual eating experience, or that yesterday's can't live without treat is today's just okay indulgence. If reintroduced foods trigger uncontrollable cravings or negative symptoms, immediately return to strict Whole30 eating until you stabilize. This is particularly common with sugary foods or gluten grains, which can reignite intense cravings for processed carbs and sugar through both psychological and physiological mechanisms. Don't feel like a failure if this happens. You're actually succeeding by recognizing the pattern and doing what's best for your health. This awareness is a powerful tool for making informed food choices moving forward. The Whole30 doesn't exist in a vacuum. You'll need strategies for navigating real-world situations while maintaining compliance. The program provides practical guidance for common challenges. Dining out requires planning, confidence, and clear communication. Research restaurants ahead of time, checking menus online, and calling with questions about cooking fats and accommodations. When ordering, confidently explain your dietary restrictions without making a scene. Ask about hidden ingredients and preparation methods, requesting vegetables steamed or sautéed in olive oil instead of fried in vegetable oil. Skip sauces, which likely contain sugar, and request olive oil, lemon, or fresh salsa instead. Travel presents unique challenges, but with proper preparation, maintaining your Whole30 while traveling becomes significantly more manageable. Consider your travel duration, food access options, storage capabilities, and preparation limitations. Protein tends to be the most challenging component to source on the road, so prepare ahead by cooking chicken or salmon, boiling eggs, or making protein salad, all of which keep for hours without refrigeration. For those with medical conditions, the Whole30 can help normalize an overactive immune system and reduce inflammation, but some Whole30 approved foods might exacerbate certain symptoms. Those with autoimmune conditions might need to eliminate additional foods like eggs, nightshades, coffee, nuts, seeds, certain meats, and citrus. Diabetics should consult their doctor before starting, as insulin dosages may need adjustment. Those with IBS or IBD should cook vegetables thoroughly, minimize raw vegetables and salads, and avoid coffee. Pregnancy and breastfeeding women can safely follow the Whole30 with minor modifications. Pregnant women should limit protein consumption to no more than 20% of total calories, increase calories appropriately, incorporate more starchy vegetables and healthy fats, and avoid going low carb. Nursing mothers should feed on demand rather than following a predetermined schedule, consume at least 1,800 calories daily with minimum 100 grams carbohydrates, stay well hydrated, and include protein at every meal. The Whole30 can transform not just adults, but entire families, providing children with a solid nutritional foundation for life. Children typically experience more stable energy, fewer tantrums, better focus in school, fewer sick days, and improved sleep on the program. Their plates should resemble adults: protein, natural fat, vegetables, and fruit, though portions will vary. Children typically need more than 3 meals daily due to smaller stomachs and faster metabolism. The Whole30 cooking philosophy emphasizes simplicity over complexity. You don't need fancy recipes, just fresh ingredients and basic techniques. Some of the most delicious Whole30 meals are simple, ingredient meals, like a burger topped with a fried egg and roasted sweet potatoes, or grilled chicken with peppers and salsa. Other straightforward combinations include pan-seared salmon with roasted Brussels sprouts, or a breakfast hash of diced sweet potatoes, onions, and ground meat topped with fresh herbs. Outfitting your kitchen properly will make your Whole30 experience more enjoyable and efficient. The essentials include versatile pots and pans, a large skillet, Dutch oven and saucepan, fine mesh strainers for washing produce, measuring cups and spoons for precise portions, heavy-duty baking sheets for roasting vegetables, multiple cutting boards to prevent cross-contamination, and quality knives, particularly a chef's knife and paring knife. A food processor is invaluable for sauces, mashes, and quickly chopping vegetables, while a reliable meat thermometer takes the guesswork out of cooking proteins perfectly. Additional helpful tools include silicone spatulas, mixing bowls of various sizes, and airtight storage containers. The program teaches fundamental cooking skills through progressive techniques. For meats, you'll learn proper seasoning, optimal cooking temperatures, and resting times. Seafood instruction covers how to identify freshness, proper cooking times to prevent dryness, and various preparation methods. Egg cooking spans from perfect soft-boiled to fluffy scrambled, while vegetable preparation includes techniques for maintaining nutrients and achieving ideal textures. You'll master various cooking methods: roasting, baking, steaming, searing, and grilling, while learning how different ingredients respond to each technique. Bone broth serves as both cooking ingredient and health supplement, requiring just bones, vegetables, herbs, and thyme. Unlike store-bought versions, homemade broth provides easily absorbable minerals like calcium and magnesium, amino acids not found in muscle meat, and compounds that reduce inflammation and joint pain. The collagen in bone broth breaks down into gelatin during the slow cooking process, which heals leaky gut, aids digestion, supports muscle repair, and builds healthy skin, hair, and nails. The key is simmering bones for 12 to 24 hours to extract maximum nutrients. Homemade mayonnaise is another Whole30 kitchen essential, forming the base for countless sauces and dressings while binding together various salads and coating meats before cooking. Unlike store-bought versions loaded with inflammatory oils and additives, homemade mayonnaise uses light olive oil or avocado oil, egg yolks, lemon juice, and mustard to create a light, fluffy, and clean-tasting spread. The emulsion process takes just minutes with an immersion blender, and the result can be flavored endless ways, adding herbs for an aioli, chipotle peppers for a spicy spread, or curry powder for an exotic twist. These fundamental skills and staples form the foundation of Whole30 cooking, allowing you to create delicious, compliant meals without relying on processed foods or complicated recipes. Mastering these basics enables you to cook confidently and creatively while maintaining the program's principles of whole, nutrient-dense foods. After completing the Whole30, participants face the question of, now what? The program outlines a 3-step plan for life after the reset. 1. Eat Whole30-ish most of the time, incorporating foods with negligible negative impacts. 2. Pause when tempted by special foods to evaluate if they're truly worth it. 3. If you decide to indulge, savor it mindfully, without guilt, then move on. The goal isn't perfection, but rather a sustainable approach to nutrition that balances health with enjoyment. Occasional backsliding is normal, especially after vacations, holidays, or stressful events. When old habits return, the solution is simple: return to the Whole30 for a reset. With repeated exposure to the program, maintaining healthy habits becomes easier over time, leading to sustainable food freedom. Many participants find they naturally gravitate toward a mostly Whole30 diet after completing the program, not out of restriction, but because they genuinely feel better eating this way. The foods that once seemed like rewards or treats often lose their appeal when you recognize how they make you feel physically and mentally. The most powerful outcome of the Whole30 isn't weight loss or even specific health improvements. It's the awareness you develop about how foods affect your unique body. This knowledge empowers you to make informed choices about what you eat, free from the group of cravings or emotional eating patterns. You gain the ability to decide when an indulgence is worth it based on how it will make you feel, rather than being at the mercy of momentary desires. This is the true meaning of food freedom, not restriction or deprivation, but liberation from the unconscious patterns that previously controlled your relationship with food. The Whole30 gives you the tools to build a sustainable, healthy relationship with food that can last a lifetime, transforming not just your plate, but your entire approach to health and well-being.